This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have great news, terrible news. We have a U.S. Senator, Christopher Wray, got grilled today. A great light in the mood. It's going to be a good show tonight on I'm Right. The administrative state can destroy your life. And I need everyone to understand this. I know you understand, but I need you to tell friends, family members, the FBI can destroy your life. And please do not make this incredibly naive mistake that I see people on the right make so often when they say things like, why, I haven't committed crimes. I'm not a criminal. I'm not worried about it. I don't do drugs. These people can frame you, and even if they don't get a conviction, these people can end you. End you. Just a quick example before we go into the Christopher Wray stuff and Merrick Garland and everything else from today. The January 6th political protesters, you know, the nonviolent ones, no criminal history, locked away. You understand many of those guys have committed suicide, right? Their wives have left them. Basically, all of them have been fired. Some of them, their own children have turned on them. And some of the guys that's happened to never even stepped foot inside the Capitol. The administrative state can destroy your life, no matter who you are. This has always been known. It's why J. Edgar Hoover had so much power back in the day. Harry Truman talked about the fact all the Washington politicians are scared to cross him. Why? Because he's, as head of the FBI, he can destroy anyone's life. Senators, you, me, anybody. Understand that when we talk about the power of the administrative state. Now, let's go to what it's become. It's become the weaponized arm of the Democratic Party. Look, just recently they sued Idaho. Why? Why? I mean, all these things going on. What's going on? For abortion. They've turned the Department of Justice into a pro-abortion activist group. It's insane, right? But wait, there's more. You remember the Breonna Taylor story? We talked about it a long time ago. I'm not covering the details, but all state and local charges have been dropped against the cops. Just everything went away. Here's Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Earlier today, I spoke with the family of Breonna Taylor. This morning,
They were informed that the Justice Department has charged four current and former Louisville Metro Police Department officers with federal crimes related to Ms. Taylor's death. Those alleged crimes include civil rights offenses, unlawful conspiracies, unconstitutional use of force, and obstruction offenses.
Just so you understand, the federal government now works for Black Lives Matter. They now work for Antifa. Remember the sandwich we've talked about before, how you were sandwiched, I'm sandwiched. We have the federal officials on the top, DOJ, Biden administration, FBI, all these people on top. They will not only encourage the violent nut jobs on the bottom to commit acts of violence. When acts of violence are committed, they'll protect them. But wait, there's more. They also will use their power to destroy anybody who may oppose the activist groups on the bottom. You see, the federal government now, it's now simply a communist enforcement arm. And they're very, very interested in stopping you, stopping anyone who may oppose them. That's why they just recently came out and they said domestic terrorists may be flying those don't tread on me flags, Betsy Ross flags, Second Amendment flags. But it's weird. If you look on that graph, you can't seem to find Black Lives Matter flags, Antifa flags. Yes, the domestic terrorists who have torched American cities for 2 years now, the FBI isn't even looking into them. They are, however, very, very interested in you. I certainly hope you're not a parent who got upset about your kid being told to chop his penis off in school. You might just be on the FBI's terrorist watch list. Did you know that? Credit to Ted Cruz, you see, head of the FBI, Christopher Wray. He got called to testify today, and boy, Ted Cruz, when he gets you in his teeth, he doesn't let you go.
Also included on this is a text that I was particularly struck, is the Gonzales battle flag. Come and take it. As indicative of being a violent extremist militia, well, I will self-report right now that every day in the Senate I wear my boots that have the Gonzales battle flag on the back of them. Director Wray, what are y'all doing?
When we put out intelligence products, including ones that reference symbols, which we do across a wide variety of contexts, we usually take great pains to put caveats and warnings in the document that make clear that a symbol alone is not considered evidence of violent extremism, and it's...
Well, but Director Wray, you don't include things like Antifa, you don't include things like Black Lives Matter. Instead, you identify patriotic Americans as suspect. And I would note there's a pattern of this.
There is a pattern. But you know what? Just pause on that for a moment. You do remember the Gretchen Whitmer kidnapping plot, right? We've talked about it extensively on the show. We talked to Representative Dan Bishop about it. But just in case you forgot, it's an election year, right? Joe Biden versus Donald Trump. It's an election year. And all of a sudden, we all wake up and we have these headlines. I know you do the same thing I do. You wake up, roll over, look at your phone, and you're looking at the headlines of the day. And there's these headlines that the FBI foiled some kidnapping and assassination plot of the Michigan Governor Whitmer. And then as soon as you dug into it, you found out, oh my goodness, it was right-wingers. They were mad about her lockdown insanity. Whoa, it's crazy, right? And then these charges kept getting dismissed, and the juries kept getting hung. And this is all happening recently, and now we know the reason the charges are getting dismissed and the juries are being hung is the Federal Bureau of Investigation planned, organized, and funded the entire thing and got a couple morons wrapped up in the whole thing. They completely entrapped it, planned it, everything. That is a crime. Entrapment is a crime. What they did was a crime. Well, you may be saying to yourself, okay, well, that's really bad. FBI, man, that's terrible. Surely the guy who ran all that stuff, phew, I bet you he got fired, right? Maybe even facing criminal charges. Oh, you'd be wrong.
How many FBI agents were disciplined or reprimanded after that disastrous case and the misconduct that led to every defendant being acquitted or having a mistrial on every charge?
Senator, I can't comment on any personnel matter. I can tell you that that case, as I understand it, is now pending a retrial, as I understand it.
Well, the special agent in charge of that case has now been sent to D.C., to the Washington, D.C. office, and now leads the investigation regarding January 6th. Is that correct?
That doesn't sound right to me.
That does not sound right. The name of the individual is Stephen D'Antuono. He was run out of the FBI Detroit field office.
Mr. D'Antuono was the special agent in charge of the office, the Detroit field office, and is now the assistant director in charge of the Washington field office. I thought you were asking about the agent who was responsible for the...
So the guy in charge got promoted and is now in charge of the January 6th investigation.
The guy in charge of the whole Detroit field office is now in charge of the whole Washington field office.
That is astonishing.
You see? Are you starting to understand just how dangerous this is? If you're at the Federal Bureau of Investigation, it's well known now, it's your job to go after Republicans on behalf of Democrats. Doesn't matter whether it's legal or not. If you simply do your job, the system takes care of its own. Don't I tell you that all the time? You'll get yourself a nice little promotion. Now, the thing is, there are only so many people in the FBI, thank God, and there are only so many hours of the day. You see, if you spend all your time going after school board parents, if you spend all your time framing some people for a governor's kidnapping assassination attempt, if you spend your time spying on Donald Trump, if you spend your time prompting January 6th, we know that was a fed up now, it turns out, man, you are fresh out of time to look into actual domestic terrorists who might be living right next door to you. You do remember the Afghanistan evacuation, right? And just to recap it for you, we were taking off. It was a complete disaster. We were leaving all these people behind, and the Biden administration caught a lot of heat for leaving American citizens behind. People were saying, wait, we got American citizens. We got to get them out. What are you doing? Well, they didn't know how to do that, so instead they just started chucking a bunch of people on planes. I have good friends of mine in the special operations community who were telling me privately, Jesse, you cannot believe some of the people we're bringing back. I know some of these guys. They're bad guys, and they're coming back to America. Yeah, Josh Hawley asked Christopher Wray, what are you doing about it?
According to this whistleblower's allegations, there are 324 individuals who are evacuated from Afghanistan and allowed to enter the United States despite appearing on DOD's biometrically enabled watch list. This is a watch list that identifies folks whose biometrics have been collected and determined to be threats or potential threats to national security, including known suspected terrorists. The whistleblower has also alleged that political appointees at the National Security Council and at DOD instructed agency personnel to cut corners when they were processing Afghan evacuees.
I will say that this was a massive number of people to be vetting in an extraordinarily short period of time, and that, in my view, inevitably raises concerns.
I'm sorry? Did the head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation just get asked a point-blank question about why his agency looked the other way? It allowed domestic terrorists to maybe live right next door to you, and his answer to a United States senator was, hey, there were lots of them. Nothing we can do about that. There is nothing more dangerous than what's happening right now at the FBI. These Republicans, the great men and women at the FBI, this kind of talk has got to go away now. This is a threat to national security. Break the FBI into 1,000 pieces and scatter it to the winds. All that may have made you uncomfortable, but I am right. We're going to ask Senator Marsha Blackburn about what is the plan. I need a plan. What is the plan from Republicans? Because this ain't going to work anymore. We'll ask her about that next. You, let's put a smile on your face, though. Do something good. You know, I get emails virtually every single day thanking me for talking about Eden Pure Thunderstorm. How wild is that? It's an air purifier. I mean, how could an air purifier be that great? People would sit down, take the time, type out an email and send it to me. They're that great. It's more than just making your home smell good. It kills viruses. It kills mold. I don't even own allergy medication anymore because I have 3 Eden Pure Thunderstorms. I keep one where I sleep, one where my sons sleep, and I keep one in the general living area. And full disclosure, we have 3 here at the studio too. They're miracles. Go get yourself a 3-pack now. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, promo code Jesse. That gets you a 3-pack for under $200. EdenPureDeals.com, promo code Jesse, under $200. That's $200 off and free shipping. Go now.
Each morning, the President of the United States receives a highly classified briefing on the most important issues facing the country. It's called the President's Daily Brief, or PDB. It's delivered by America's spies and analysts. Well, now you can hear your very own PDB in the form of a podcast hosted by me, Brian Dean Wright, a former CIA operations officer. Each morning at 6 a.m. Eastern, I'll bring you 15 to 20 minutes of the most important issues facing the country, giving you the critical intelligence and analysis you need to start your morning.
Senator, I had a flight that I'm supposed to be hightailing it to out of here, and I had understood that we were going to be done at 1:30, so that's how we ended up where we are.
If it's your business trip, you got your own plane. Can it wait a while?
Sorry, to be honest, I've tried to make my break as fast as I could to get right back out of here.
Yeah, so you took more than 5 minutes.
It's funny. Joining me now is Senator Marsha Blackburn from the state of Tennessee. She was on the Judiciary Committee today. You were in the hearing today. Senator, the director of the FBI can be asked very pointed questions, give some, frankly, frightening answers today, and then he can just say, sorry, I've got a plane to catch. What kind of banana republic are we in here?
This was his reasoning today. We thought we were all going to have 1 7-minute round, followed by a 5-minute round, because we had a list of questions. I had so many questions, Jesse, that I was not able to get to because we were not going to have him for the period of time we thought we would be able to question him. And I was able to ask him to try to get his answer on the Russia hoax and the Hunter Biden laptop and whether or not the open border presents a national security risk, and discuss China and the presence of the Chinese Communist Party in our country buying farmland at close to our military and critical infrastructure installations. But I also had questions about the school board, about the way they are doing audits, assessments, and investigations of the American people, the way they are defining domestic terrorism. So I had a list of questions that yet I did not get to because of the shortened question period.
We actually have a little bit of what you did today. I liked it. Here it is.
So do you agree that the allegation of secret collusion between President Trump and Russia was a hoax? Yes or no?
I don't think that's the terminology I would use, but I think there's been a lot written on this subject, and both in the special counsel's report, the inspector general's
just
report.
Yes or no is fine.
So that's not a term I would use.
Okay. Do you agree that the Hunter Biden laptop was not Russia disinformation?
Now you're asking about an ongoing investigation that I expect our folks to pursue aggressively, and I can't comment on that.
Okay, and you possess the laptop, right?
Again, I can't discuss that ongoing investigation.
Senator, I do have to ask, how long do these investigations last? Because I can't tell you how much video I have watched about the FBI being asked about their involvement in January 6th, what you just asked about the laptop, the Russia hoax, the Gretchen Whitmer fake kidnapping. On and on and on I could go. And every single time they're asked questions by elected United States senators, I either hear no comment or I hear I can't comment on an ongoing investigation. Do these things last 25 years? Because I think the American people would like to actually have some answers.
Yeah, they're looking for answers. And as I prefaced my questions, I said, these are things Tennesseans are wanting to know. And I asked for a simple yes or no. And he would not say a yes or no. What he wanted to do was quibble over the word hoax. So I guess he can't define the word hoax. Let's add that to the list. Woman, recession, women's yes. sport, you know, all these definitions. So now, here, they spent millions of dollars on this, and the FBI was in on the joke. And it is a disservice, and it is disrespectful of the American people. It is flat out wrong. And he also could not answer whether or not anyone involved with Russia collusion had been held to account or removed from the service of the FBI.
That's probably because they all got promoted. Well, Senator Whitehouse, at least, I guess we'll put this in the good column. At least he got an answer to one of his questions today.
This is like last call at the factual correction saloon with respect to the Kavanaugh supplemental BI. And if we can get that sorted out between us in the next 30 days so that we can get a report that does not have to quarrel with the FBI, that would be great. But at some point, I've just got to proceed, and it is my intention to proceed within the time frame that we have described. Fair enough?
Understood.
Thank you.
Senator, I can't help but feel like the FBI works for the Democratic Party, and if that's the case, that's a clear and present danger to the United States of America. I'm sorry, I don't mean to overstate it, but if they now work for them and not us, and in fact they're against us, that's kind of a big deal.
Well, you know, when you have one senator who's demanding a report within a given period of time and another senator that can't even get a yes or no, it shows you the bias. And Jesse, the questioning that I led today, the questioning from some of my colleagues on the Republican side of the aisle, we talked about the two tiers of justice that are there, that the perception is that the FBI is practicing two different sets of enforcement. And there is one for people that are in the clique, and then there is another that applies to people that are not in the clique. Everyday, ordinary Americans who are working hard, paying their taxes, doing their job, rearing their children, going to church, going to work, and they have one set of rules. And the elitist, they all have another.
What can we do about it, though? Because I'm not going to go down the list. You know the list. You already mentioned a bunch of them about what they've done, some really, really frightening things they've done. Yeah. But, Senator, we have a very narrow window here, in my opinion, for our institutions to earn trust back of the American people. Half the country thinks the FBI is horrifically corrupt. That's bad, and it's getting worse.
That is bad.
How do we fix it and fix it in the coming years quickly? Because it's getting bad.
We continue to pressure them to make requirements of them. Now, we're going to have to submit questions for response and get questions in writing because we could not have him answer those questions under oath in front of the American people. But we will push to bring him back. Yesterday, we had the criminal division of the Department of Justice in front of us. And after November, after the leadership of the House and Senate changes, then you will see us aggressively push, and they're going to have to respond. Right now, they are shielded by the Biden White House, who really doesn't want the American people to know some of the things that have transpired around Hunter Biden, James Biden, Biden Incorporated. They don't want people to know that Hillary Clinton's campaign paid or the dossier. They don't want people to know about that connection. They're hopeful that Durham will not bring his investigation to a close and issue a report or issue more indictments on people that were a part of Russia collusion. So it is our job to uncover these things, to continue to make them public, to talk to good people like you who are willing to put facts out in the media that will report the news, not just give opinions. And that's how we win this. It is going to be the American people being the people and saying, this is our government, by and for the people. And they're going to stand up and support us in taking their government back.
Good. Senator, appreciate you. Go get them.
You got it. Take care.
It really is astounding, not just how the FBI operates, not just how they operate in front of the senators, but how bold they are about it. That's what worries me the most. These guys, in the very least, used to sit in front of United States senators, no matter the party, Democrat, Republican, sit in front of a senator. Senators got a lot of power. You try to be on your best behavior. Now, they feel totally comfortable sitting down in front of the United States senator and essentially just giving him the bird. Whew. You might have some rough times ahead. All right. George Soros update and why you should move to a red state. We're going to talk about that next. Let's first talk about where I think we're going economically. I've told you this before. This is not news. I am not trying to be a Debbie Downer or a King Cynic. We are not at the end of some down economic thing. We are at, in my opinion, the very beginning stages of a very, very dark economic time in this country. Inflation isn't going away, you know that. Recession's getting deeper. Do you have precious metals of some kind in your possession? Because they've always had value. In the history of man, they've always had value. They always will. 1,000 years from now, that gold you buy from Oxford Gold Group will have value. It may save your life. Your family may eat on it. And the best part is there's no downside. There's no downside. You're never going to look at that gold you have from Oxford and say, oh, dang. Go get some gold. Oxford Gold Group will deliver it. Gold coins delivered to your front door. 833-995-GOLD. They're totally laid back, easy to work with, no high-pressure sales pitch. Get something in your possession, okay? 833-995-GOLD, Oxford Gold Group. Offense. We talk about it all the time, playing offense out there. And listen, how many times have you and I had this conversation about moving to a red state? Now, let me be clear why, because there are a couple big reasons why. First and foremost, your basic happiness. Maybe you've lived your entire life in a blue area. You need to take it from me because I've lived everywhere. Blue, red, purple, I have lived everywhere. I've lived in the belly of the beast, the DC area. And I'm telling you, the quality of life difference when you move from a blue area to a red area is unbelievable. It's palpable. It's your little interactions every single day. It's yes, ma'am. It's no, sir. It's your neighbor. He's sharing your values. It's wonderful. That's one. Your basic quality of life is one. But two, and this is honestly the most important one. It really genuinely is. I know we're all rugged individualists, right? Conservative, libertarian, nationalist, whatever you consider yourself, you know, but you're on your own, right? That's naive. You need people around you. We all need people around us. Some of the toughest guys I know, Green Berets, you know, you ask them, how do you survive this? How do you survive that? Well, get people around you. Well, you need friends. You need a team. You need people around you, but more than just neighbors, you need some form of state power to protect you. You do. You need some form of state power to protect you. You can't live and let live your way out of a tyrannical government. A red area, a red state, and preferably a red city and county to go with it, That's your protection. Do you have any idea what it's like in places like New York City right now, Los Angeles, Philadelphia, these super, super blue areas where people are just being slaughtered every single day, Soros-funded DAs, laws turning criminals loose, anti-cops? I've watched the city I love, New York City, descend into a hellhole I won't visit anymore. That's what it's like there. Places like Florida are going the opposite way. Governors like Heavy D, they're very, very interested in making sure that doesn't happen in places like Florida. You see, if you're a Florida resident watching me right now, you can be safe in the knowledge you have a level of state power interested in protecting you. Here's Heavy D canning a George Soros-funded state attorney.
The Constitution of Florida has vested the veto power in the governor, not in individual state attorneys. And so when you flagrantly violate your oath of office, when you make yourself above the law, you have violated your duty, you have neglected your duty, and you are displaying a lack of competence to be able to perform those duties. And so today we are suspending State Attorney Andrew Warren, effective immediately.
Not only Soros-funded guy, you remember that story of the Florida pastor who got arrested for having church during the COVID insanity? That was Andrew Warren. This is a man who said, hey, I'm not enforcing any of these abortion bans. This is a man who's very, very pro-trans kids. Again, George Soros stuff. But again, we've complained all the time. Why won't America do something about Soros? Why would America allow this? Why would America allow that? Why hasn't America banned him? Heavy D out there once again laying out the blueprint for exactly how that's done. And by the way, when he did it, he brought the receipts.
This Judicial Circuit, Andrew Warren, has put himself publicly above the law. In June of 2021, he signed a letter saying that he would not enforce any prohibitions on sex change operations for minors. And that's a debate that we're having mostly administratively and through medical licensing in Florida, but other states have enacted penalties on the people that would perform those, which are really disfiguring these young kids. And he said, it doesn't matter what the legislature does in the state of Florida, he's gonna exercise a veto over that. And then most recently, after the Dobbs decision was rendered by the US Supreme Court, he signed a letter saying he would not enforce any laws relating to protecting the right to life in the state of Florida. And that is what the legislature has enacted. It is not for him to put himself above that and say that he is not going to enforce the law.
That's how it's done. Look, that's your level of protection. It doesn't have to be Florida. There are other great red states, but get your family out of these blue hellholes where you are now naked. You don't have any protection at all. In fact, forget about no protection. They'll actively destroy you for what you believe. Get out. But wait, there's more. You don't think the whole lock down the state and impose a tyranny because of a disease, you don't think those days are gone, right? You don't think the whole COVID stuff was the last time they're gonna try that? The tyrants loved COVID. They loved telling you you weren't essential, close your business. They loved attacking their small business political opponents. Florida seems to be doing just fine. Over 632,000 new business applications in Florida in 2021. New York, you know, New York with more people, half that. You see, people are packing up. They are leaving, and you should too. Not because of what has happened, but because of still what's to come. You are dealing with, how many times have we talked about it? You're dealing with a very, very aggressive federal Bureau of Investigation. The federal DOJ is after you. They will destroy you for what you believe. You have these blue states that will destroy you for what you believe. These blue cities that will destroy you for what you believe. You need some level of state protection for you and your family. Get out and move to a red state. Heavy D was bragging about the COVID success. I appreciated this.
They would shame people for even leaving their house in April, May 2020,
And you can't do it. And so, you know, some people wanted to bury loved ones. They wanted to do this. And the argument people were making is, well, wait a minute. I can look at the risk of COVID, and it's something that I'm willing to accept because these things mean more to me, to be able to bury a loved one or to be able to do things with my family. And the public health establishment, oh, no, you can't make that kind of cost-benefit analysis. Then, when the George Floyd riots were happening, they actually wrote a letter with thousands of these people signing it saying, we do not believe that rioting and protesting is bad for COVID, that you can do it, go ahead, because we think it's so important that you have to do it. And then they said, but this doesn't mean we support all protests. If you're protesting lockdown policies or other things, then you can't do that. And that's when I knew these people are a bunch of frauds. I mean, how ridiculous.
That's how it's done. Man, GOP governors, just do whatever Heavy D is doing. All right. Someone beat the communists. Pastor Arthur, our old friend Pastor Arthur, he's going to join us next and give us an update on that. Before he does that, let's talk about chalk. Let's talk about part of you protecting yourself and your family. This is something I've done in my own home, is making sure you're getting personally healthier and stronger. Just this morning, in fact, this morning, yesterday morning, the morning before, me, my sons, got up early, eggs, coffee, lifted weights. Together, father and sons, we have decided we are personally going to be healthier this year than we have ever been. Part of that for me is taking a male vitality stack from Chalk. Natural herbal supplements. You know I don't like medicines, right? Not chemical, medical filth. All natural herbal supplements. Hardcore anti-communist company. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days, fellas. Male vitality stack. Ladies, they have all kinds of stuff for you too. They have a female vitality stack. They have lit powder. It's this bag of powder. The wife puts it in these superfood smoothies. Take care of yourself. Make this year, make now healthier than you've ever been. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse gets you 30% off the entire store. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. We'll be back.
You deserve better. You deserve a government that's going to continue to say, get vaccinated. And you know what? If you don't want to get vaccinated, that's your choice. But don't think you can get on a plane or a train besides vaccinated people and put them at risk. We need to be strong in the decisions we're taking going forward.
That is still so weird. Why would an unvaccinated person put a vaccinated person at risk? Anyway, joining me now, one of our favorites on this show, Pastor Arthur Pawlowski, vindicated man after being jailed by the Canadian communists up there. Pastor, the last time we talked to you, you were resolute, you held your church service, and then you got handcuffed on the side of the road. You are a fan favorite around here. Would you please update us on where you are now and what happened since then?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me back on your show. It's always a privilege to be able to share my story. I mean, the story is getting more and more fascinating than ever before, because after almost 3 years of tyranny, finally we have some breakthrough. And about 10 days ago, 11 days ago, on Friday, the Court of Appeal has found us innocent, believe it or not. My brother David, Chris Scott, the restaurant owner, we were hammered brutally by the three crooked amigos, I call them, the three corrupted judges in the province of Alberta, Adam Germain, John Rook, and David Gates. They hammered us without mercy. They have found us guilty on contempt times two. And of course, we spent days in prison, compelled speech, mobility rights removed, community hours, probation 18 months, probation officer, total insanity. He commanded me to recite a communist fascist party line, Adam Germain. We refused, and then we appealed it, the whole thing, and behold, the three judges just a few days ago have vindicated us, saying that all the arrests, all the invasion by the Gestapo into our church, the penalties, the sanctions, the compelled speech, the mobility rights being taken away from us, All of it was illegal. A total 100% victory. This is the first and the biggest victory against the COVID tyranny so far. And I hope that this will create an avalanche of more victories to come. I mean, incredible story. Telling you the truth, I did not expect, I did not expect the judges to do the right thing. After seeing tyranny for 3 years here, I thought it's all lost. However, that restores at least a little bit of hope into the justice system. And I think that's what people needed to hear. That's what they needed to see.
I'm so excited about this entire thing. Now, this brings me to the people who committed this tyranny against you. I know we're just normal citizens, right? You're a Canadian citizen, I'm an American citizen. What can be done for justice? Because justice is not handcuffing Pastor Archer on the side of the road and chucking him in the back of the car like a side of meat, fining him, jailing him, and then in the end, what was it, a year later, letting him go and saying sorry and handing the money back. That's not justice. What's going to happen to the tyrants?
Well, that's actually, you know, that's true what you're saying. That's not justice. What needs to happen, we need to raise enough funds to hire a new set of lawyers to actually go after the villains. Justice will be served when those people will pay for what they have done to us. What they did was criminal, it was illegal, and they should be punished for that. And of course, we should be in some way recompensated for all those days in prison, having those sanctions over our head. I mean, I had to do community hour because the crooked judge Adam Germain decided that me feeding thousands of people on the streets of Calgary, that's not community hours. I have to do extra with a government approved organization. All of that was a waste of time, money, and of course the trauma of always looking behind my back, will I be arrested again? Everything they've done to me started or was built, if you will, on the foundation or on those three crooked amigos judgments and orders, and everything else followed. All my arrests, all the tickets, which is over 40 of them, criminal charges, them invading, traumatizing, harassing, intimidating us, all of that started with that case. That's why this case is so important. The vindication is so important. And you're right, we need to go after them. If we don't, there will be no justice done in this case.
Pastor, what's your message for people about fighting and keeping going? Because I find this story to be inspirational. I would have found it to be inspirational even if you didn't get out of jail, but you did. What's your message to people?
Stand up, rise up. I mean, God is putting the biggest pride of lions ever seen on this side of eternity. The hyenas are panicking. The hyenas are running scared because people are coming back to the rightful position, which is keeping the government accountable. If a guy like me with a broken English from behind the Iron Curtain can win against the biggest Goliaths, giants of the land, the biggest guns in the land, I mean, if I can win with God, you can win as well. Because if God is for us, who can be against us? Greater is he that is in me than the one that is in those hyenas. So my story is very simple. There is hope. You can stand up against tyrants and you can prevail because God is on our side. So I say to you, rise up, stand up, and let's go after those hyenas together.
Amen. Pastor, big fan. Keep doing what you do, sir. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
That makes me feel good. I love that guy. All right. We have Light in the Mood next. You know what doesn't make me feel good? Getting ripped off. You ever been ripped off? I've been ripped off. It sucks. You feel like an idiot. I talk to people who get stuck in timeshares, and they lots of times they feel dumb. You shouldn't feel dumb. You should understand if you're stuck in a timeshare and you want out and you can't get out, they're telling you, oh, read the fine print. You have to pay these huge annual fees and special assessments. There's no need for you to feel dumb. This is standard practice. This is how so many of these companies operate. They get you locked in. They keep you in for life. Lone Star Transfer will get you out. I cannot emphasize that enough. Lone Star Transfer will get you out. You know how I know they'll get you out? Because they guarantee it, and they guarantee it in writing. In fact, they guarantee it in writing in a specific time frame. That's Babe Ruth calling his shot. They'll get you out of that timeshare you want out of. Make a phone call for me. Make one phone call, all right? Call 844-310-2646. 844-310-2646. Or go online to LoneStarTransfer.com. They will get you out. You are not stuck. Don't feel dumb. Make a phone call, all right? We'll be back. Joe Biden struggles enough with basic speeches, right? I mean, Joe Biden would struggle reading a children's book at this point in time. He can't read the teleprompter. He can't... He always mouth hanging open. He doesn't know which way to walk. So if you're in Joe Biden's White House and you know all these things, you're his press secretary, chief of staff, you know all these things about Joe. Why are you making him have to deal with technology in any way? You're setting the man up for failure. Before I play you that. Putting your money where your morals are. We talk about it all the time. Can be difficult though, right? And part of the reason it can be difficult, where do you spend your money, where do you don't spend your money, this corporation sucks, this one's good, you don't know. I mean, it's not like the corporations out there, it's not like the businesses out there, businesses in your area, it's not like they put signs up on the doors, they don't tell you. Public SQ knows. Public SQ is your one-stop shop to where you should and shouldn't spend your money. In your area. You're heading out today? Gonna go get some back-to-school supplies for the kids? Download Public SQ. It's right there in your app store. It'll tell you who shares your values. Put your money where your morals are. Public SQ. All right? All right, here's the President of the United States of America.
You're on mute. I can't hear you.
We feel your presence, Mr. President.
Are you sure about that?
I'll see you tomorrow.
Each morning, the President of the United States receives a highly classified briefing on the most important issues facing the country. It's called the President's Daily Brief, or PDB. It's delivered by America's spies and analysts. Well, now you can hear your very own PDB in the form of a podcast hosted by me, Brian Dean Wright, a former CIA operations officer. Each morning at 6 a.m. Eastern, I'll bring you 15 to 20 minutes of the most important issues facing the country, giving you the critical intelligence and analysis you need to start your morning.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart Podcast.